Dear family, the Lord Jesus today refers to two tragedies that happened in Jerusalem that had people talking. And according to the mentality of the times, they thought those people must have been great sinners for those terrible things to happen to them. Now, one of those things was the collapse of a tower that killed 18 persons. So it's an accident. The other one was the result of a human action. It was a rebellion of the Galileans that occurred during the feasts in Jerusalem while the sacrifices were being offered. Those men revolted against the Roman powers and they were put to death. That's why it says that their blood was mingled with that of the sacrifices. In either case, the Lord teaches us that those people were not any more sinners than the rest of us. Now, when things happen today, we hear all kinds of comments that are similar to those of those times. And so this teaching is very much for us today. It refers to earthquakes, it refers to accidents that happen. Sometimes when we hear about a traffic accident or we hear about somebody being assassinated or whatever, we think maybe we have to take care, you know, so it doesn't happen to us. And the fact is that we are all vulnerable. And so the Lord tells us when those things happen, it is not that those people were more sinful than the rest of us. However, it is an opportunity for us to realize that we are passing. The whole world is passing. It's an occasion for us to examine our lives. What am I living for? Because it could be finished any day. And so it's a call to repentance. And so the Lord is telling us, yes, look at the things that are happening. Allow these realities to touch your heart and bring you to repentance and to new life. And therefore, this is very important. When we have earthquakes, some people say it must be that the world's going to end soon. Well, we've been having earthquakes always through all the centuries. Does that mean that it's insignificant? No, it does have a purpose, a sign. The earth will end, the world will come to an end sometime. We don't know when. And every time we have an earthquake, whether it was 500 years ago or just this past few weeks, it does remind us it will all come to pass. It awakens us. It puts us back in the hands of God, as we should be, to trust Him. Also, it's an occasion for us to realize that we are to live caring for one another. Look at all the good that has come out of these tragedies as brothers and sisters wake up to serve, to care for others, to sacrifice for brothers and sisters. And this is what the Lord is calling us to do. Also, we see in the first reading how when Moses approaches God, the Lord tells him, take off your sandals. You are in holy ground. Brothers and sisters, we are in holy ground. We are approaching God. God is speaking to us now. And we need to know the depth of this, so that like Moses, it really changes our lives. God speaking to us, our disposition, as we come and we prepare to encounter God, to realize that He wants to enter into us and make all things new. God's mercy not just covers us, rather it penetrates us to the depth of our soul so that we bear fruit. God's mercy is not just to say, well, I'm just going to cover you so I don't see your sins and that's it. No, God's mercy frees us from our sins and enables us now to bear good fruit. And that means also a desire from our part, already moved by the Holy Spirit, to respond. Lord, give me a new heart so that I can do your will. And this is God's grace in action. And this is the grace of Lent. As we examine our conscience and ask the Lord to reveal to us that which is sinful, so that He can forgive us and so that we can bear fruit for His glory and for the good of our brothers and sisters. It is this transformation that He is talking about in the parable of the fig tree. The Lord does not want us to end up being cut off. He does want to fertilize us with His love, nourish us with His own Eucharist, His own presence. And so let us be open to this grace of life.